This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have CUNA's very own Samira Salem talking about her two DEI breakout sessions at GAC. One of them is titled The Real Real on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and that's on Monday. And the other one is Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, The Key to Advancing Communities, Financial Well-Being for All. We talk in detail about both sessions, what folks are going to get out of them, and where we are on the DEI journey as far as the credit union industry goes. And just some great, great stuff from here from Samira, obviously. So hope you guys enjoy. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have CUNA's very own Samira Salem. Samira, how are you? Good to see you again.
So great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm getting all my stuff packed up for GAC, getting ready to go out a week or so. So yeah, I'm a little nervous actually. So yeah, got some butterflies.
You and me both actually, but good butterflies.
They're good butterflies. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a good nervous. Yeah. So I'm really excited to get back out there and see everybody, see you again and see the whole crew, see the whole credit union crew out there, the big family reunion. It's been too long. Goodness.
It has been.
Let's talk about what you're going to be doing at GAC because you're going to be in a couple of breakouts talking about DEI, obviously, and there's going to be a couple of them. There's one on Monday called The Real Deal on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and then another one on Tuesday. My gosh, Samira, double duty here. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, The Key to Advancing Communities, Financial Well-Being for All and Our Future. So a couple of heavy-hitting sessions here. So give us a quick summary.
That second one is a theme you're going to be hearing, you know, all throughout
GAC. That's right, the financial wellness, yeah.
That first one we actually called The Real Real on diversity.
Oh, The Real Real. Oh, I'm sorry. I did have it down. My bad.
You know, kind of a cool spin on that. Real deal, real real.
Okay.
I will be moderating the second, but we got Juan Fernandez Ceballos to moderate The Real Real on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. So super excited. He's going to be bringing his, you know, unscripted happy hour vibe to that. And it's going to be a conversational format, really talking with credit union system partners who are really leading the effort around diversity, equity, and inclusion on some of the, you know, more challenging questions about, first of all, you know, like what, talking about some of the myths around diversity, equity, and inclusion, talking about what it takes to lead diversity, equity, and inclusion at this moment, but also talking about what it is they bring. Some of the things that they have learned over the last, you know, however long they've been working on, because a lot of these are, organizations that have, this is what they do day in and day out, and have been working on this for even before we had the terms diversity, equity, and inclusion. Right. And we're also going to use that session, The Real Real on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, that happens on Monday the 28th from 3:15 to 4:30, so mark your calendars.
Eastern Standard Time.
As an opportunity, since we've got such, you know, incredible leaders, to open up the session to folks to, you know, for Q&A, like bring your questions. If you're stuck when it comes to DEI, if you don't know how to start, if you're wondering, you know, why are we using pronouns? Bring those kinds of questions. These folks will be able to and want to engage around these topics. So I didn't even mention who's on the panel. Renee Sadi White, ACUC, Victor Corro, who is doing double duty, CUDEI Collective.
You got the collective,
as well as Opera. Zach Christensen.
That's right.
And of course, Paolo Di Filippi from Inclusive. Just all really good friends, all folks that are just so committed and passionate about this work. So it's going to be a great conversation.
I can imagine.
And they're going to get real.
Oh yeah. Well, we just had that group on for talking about DEI Tuesday. So that all day event.
They're going to be busy.
No doubt. Sleep. Yeah. What's that? So tell me about the second one. Tell me about the second one.
Yeah, the second one. That one happens on Tuesday.
Right.
The 1st of March from, I'm going to look, 2:30 to 3:45.
Okay.
And that one is Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, the Key to Advancing Communities and Financial Well-Being for All. So, we know that more and more credit unions are doing DEI, and actually have something to share with you towards the end, a little sneak peek of some research that we're doing, which underscores that. But we also know that that's not a means, that is not the end. It is a means to an end, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the end is really, what's the impact of this, right? It's fantastic. We need to celebrate that credit unions are on this journey. They're intentionally doing DEI. Mm-hmm. But what's the impact? Are we really moving the needle? So this conversation is with four credit union CEOs who are from around the country. They represent credit unions of different sizes, from very small, medium, large, mm-hmm. From places that are urban and rural, other places where the majority of their population is white. Mm-hmm. And so there are other forms of diversity that we're looking at, right? Not just race and ethnicity, mm-hmm. which is absolutely critical, but there are other marginalized groups that are being considered by some of these credit unions. So we're having a conversation with them about how they're moving the needle when it comes to, advancing their communities, financial well-being for their staff, mm-hmm. or for their members, for their communities. And so it's just, it is, I think, one of the more important conversations that we have, because yes, we're on the DEI journey, mm-hmm. but this is the difference that we're making. This is how we are meeting our mission. And, over the last couple of years with the pandemic, we know that there have been groups that have become more financially vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There have been dislocations and those, I think those groups that have historically been marginalized, that has been exposed to a degree that, we can't close our eyes anymore. Mm-hmm. This is something that has reached a level of urgency that we need to address. And so we're talking about how credit unions are doing that, how they're moving the needle. And so it's a really inspiring conversation. I've had a chance to actually pre-record because this session will be live, but both of these sessions will actually be offered in the virtual
GA. Oh, cool. Very cool. Oh, awesome.
So we wanted to ensure that if you can make it to GAC, we will have it live. Mm-hmm. But, if for whatever reason you're not going to be at GAC this year, there will be a virtual option for both of these sessions. And we hope that folks will, participate one way or another and attend these because there are some really incredible, inspiring stories. It's for credit unions that are anywhere on the journey, where even those that are interested and maybe haven't started yet, I think it will appeal to all of them.
So what are a couple of takeaways? I mean, kind of putting these two sessions together, what are a couple of takeaways that you want folks? Because obviously you want, it's fabulous that you guys are putting this in, kind of in the hybrid that, both live and online, so folks can check it out wherever they are, in, whether they're there or they're at their credit union. So I think it's fantastic. So more and more people will see this. So what are some takeaways that you want folks to get? I mean, just maybe a couple right off the top of your head.
Yeah. Well, in addition to, I think the idea of what other credit unions are doing to move the needle, because we will hear concrete steps that some credit unions are taking. Again, of different sizes. So you will find that credit union that you connect to that mm-hmm. resonates with you, right? And different places. But also, what does it take to lead a DEI effort at this moment? Mm-hmm. So those are questions that I believe both of our sessions are going to address in different perspectives, because it's a different approach to leadership than we've ever had.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's not your traditional model. And so you'll hear words like empathy. Mm-hmm. You'll hear words like inclusion. You'll hear, you know, how important listening is, just listening. I hear there a CEO who I just think the world of, he's told me that his job is to be listener in chief.
Oh,
hands down.
Yeah.
Staff, members, community. And that's where he builds the loyalty. And that's where he builds the trust needed to continue to do the kind of work that they're doing, where they're making a difference in people's lives. So that's what I hope people would get out of.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, because it sounds like there should be another session of like reinventing leadership, you know, or lead. I'm sure that I think there is one
next year. I would love to.
Because we've all learned about that empathy word for sure the past couple of years. That's, you know, been front and center for us. So where are we, Samira? Because you're talking about, no matter where credit unions are on their DEI journey, these sessions are for you. So where are we in the DEI movement, if you will, for credit unions? Because we've come a long, long ways just in the last 3 or 4 years, especially in the last couple of years. Because, I mean, it's always kind of percolated there, you know, kind of under the surface there. And all of a sudden, in the last 3 or 4 years, it's really exploded. So where are we? Where are we in this movement for credit unions?
Well, you're right. It's kind of, we've been feeling this momentum. And I think there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. There have been a lot of conversations, like everywhere you turn, almost every conference. You know, we even have conferences now dedicated. NCUA had their second annual DEI conference, which was like, I think they had tenfold the amount of people that were there the first time around in 2019. Yeah. So it's tremendous, the amount of momentum and growth. And so here's what I was kind of alluding to earlier. CUNA just did a study, an issues brief, which we're about to release, hot off the press. Nobody else has heard this data, so I'm going to tell you right now.
Scoop. Thank you, Samira.
You'll have to look for our issues brief. But as part of our annual member survey, we asked a question in 2019 and 2021, and basically asking credit unions, where are you on your DEI journey? And what we learned is that 2021, by the end of the year, when we put the survey out, the majority of credit unions are focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. They are planning to or already implementing and mature. Mm-hmm. They're on the journey. Right. And that's a significant shift from 2019, where only 37%.
Wow. What was the latest number again?
60%.
Okay, good. Oh, wow. Double.
And that translates into 80% of all credit union members belong to a credit union that is somewhere on the DEI journey.
Fantastic.
So it is fantastic. It is really encouraging. We're seeing a shift in terms of intentionality of credit unions working towards diversity, equity, and inclusion. And, you know, it's that doesn't mean that we're there yet by a long shot.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot more work to do, but we need to celebrate those small wins.
Yeah.
And this is one.
Oh, no doubt.
So that look for the issues brief to come out. There will be a little bit of we'll share more data and more insights, but those are kind of the headlines that I thought would be important to share.
That's a headline for sure. Yeah, for sure. Well, having said that, one of my last questions here is, why is keeping, it's probably the obvious question here, but I want to get your take on it. So why is keeping this conversation so important here regarding DEI? Why is that conversation so important right now?
I think that the conversation and learning has gotten us to where we are. You know, it started off, you know, a few years back with just, you know, a couple of folks, and then we started to see more networking, more collaboration, more sharing and learning together. We have seen so much happen in the movement. And this is an opportunity for us to learn from each other and continue these conversations and deepen the work. I think it's all about that. It's all about the conversation. It's all about the listening and moving forward together. So there's, you know, CUDEI Collective was born out of that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good things coming out of
it. Yeah, for sure. That,
just in and of itself.
Yeah, and having sessions like you guys are gonna have at the GAC and the studies that you're performing and the DEI, just, you know, DEI executives like yourself at various organizations within the credit industry really keep this front and center. So yeah, kudos to you and all the other folks out there that are keep pushing that proverbial envelope in this area. So we really appreciate your efforts. It's we probably wouldn't be this far along without you guys. So thank you for doing what you guys do.
Well, it's a really exciting time, you know, when it comes to where we're at within the whole movement and DEI in particular, but there's also a huge responsibility. We want to do it right. We want to do it right for our members and our community. And that's where we continue to learn and continue to improve.
So. Indeed. Well said, Samira. Anything else to wrap up? Anything else to add besides, hey, we'll see you in about a week.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, just that. I'm super excited to see everyone.
Yeah.
I keep learning about how many different you know, system partners, AACUC, CU Pride, that were kind of born or they out of GAC. You know, it is incredible the power of this networking and coming together. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had ways around it over the last couple of years that we could still get together, but this is going to be pretty sweet to see everyone and see what comes out of it.
You never know. I think this GAC is going to be unlike any other for sure, just because of the circumstances we've been in and how far we've come in movements like the DEI movement. So yeah, it's going to be really, really cool. All right, Samira, well, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you got a lot on your plate. So we appreciate the time and we'll see you in about a week or so.
Thanks so much, Mike. So great to talk to you as always.
Oh, likewise. And safe travel. Well, you don't have to travel that far, do you?
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh yeah. You and me both. Yeah. We got a little cross-country trek to do. So safe travels. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.